What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading based in Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, certainly when we look at what's not hot, this wheat market, we've got some serious concerns about spring wheat.
Well, prices are enough to bum you out, but more than that, my customers, our customers, they're not always worried as much about price, but just having the bushel. And then when you talk about not having the bushel and then having a quality issue, something scary like falling numbers or other issues that can happen up here, it's going to be cold this week. There's still a lot of wheat to get in, and it's going to be cold and rainy.
You look at this market overnight. We had a little bit of strength, but we seem to give that up as we move forward.
Yeah, we opened up a little bit lower and immediately trade to the higher side. I thought maybe things would be a little better this morning. Coming in, we're here pretty much on the lows and everything. Spring wheat's still holding its own, but stock market's on the high. Bond rates have calmed down, but the grains just can't catch a bid, and it's really starting to concern people.
When you look at that managed money, it seems like the ag commodities are not in favor. They're looking at some of the other things to be trading right now.
Yeah, I was looking at that over the weekend. There's so many other markets that are up big on the year, especially the metals complex and other things, nothing that we particularly trade in advanced trading. But grains just not doing well, cattle not doing well. But money is still looking to trade commodities. It's just not ours.
So interest rates, we've got the Fed should be meeting a little bit again later this month. Any thoughts on what's happening there?
The Fed's going to meet. There'll be, obviously political pressure to do something. That's not what motivates the Fed. Interest rates have went down without the Fed lowering rates. So there is a market. Bonds have rallied for months and months. Interest rates are at not multi-year lows, record lows. And the interest rates across the world.
What's hot, what's not in the markets? Tommy Grisafi, Advanced Trading, Mayville, North Dakota.